This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dealer. All right, WQAM is inviting you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets are March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster. And get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood, Joe.
All right, Woody. Good stuff, man. That's going to be fun. I know, you know what? You're pumped. You're pumped.
I love college basketball.
No, you love the other part of that, the action with it.
Well, that's, yeah, it's part of the tournament.
No,
that's always part of the tournament.
That is part of the tournament.
I'm not a huge bracket guy anymore. I probably, to be honest, won't fill one out, but this is more my alley.
Gotcha.
Right now, yeah.
No. It's big. It's huge stuff in Vegas. Now it's at Hard Rock. It's going to be fantastic. So
I was everywhere in Vegas. They had a big, you know, watch party. You can go and the sports books, and they have overflow in like their convention center.
Yeah, great stuff.
We have it here.
You throwing?
You have to get on a flight.
By the way, you throwing a Mike Tyson fight? Why that's going on? And you got a packed. You got a packed place.
Well, Mike Tyson's still in the game, so who knows?
Not anymore, but in his prime when he
Jake Paul ended him.
Knock people out in the first 25 seconds there for about 3 or 4 years. It seemed like everybody was going down quickly. It was excited.
Yeah, but we got one here, and you'll be out there to entertain people, so it'll be
a good time.
Just like being in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, almost. Sort of.
What? You provide good entertainment.
I know, but I'll be going home. I won't be going up to my hotel
room.
You're
better than some of the Vegas like residency shows. I'd take your entertainment over like David Copperfield or whatever.
Not really. My stuff's raunchy.
What about Wayne Newton? By the way, that guy is still performing.
By the way, how about stretching whatever surgeries he's getting?
Oh, he's horrifying.
God bless him for
Man,
whatever
he's
doing.
Man, is he a wild-looking dude.
He refuses to see a wrinkle. He is just like, that ain't going to happen. I don't care what age, I will not see a wrinkle.
How old? No. That guy's got to be 90. He's going to keep doing it until he drops. I respect that.
Is he still there?
He is, yeah.
He is.
Yeah, there were signs
man,
all over for him.
That man is Las Vegas right there. That man, like he goes, no, I only do shows in Vegas. They must be taking care of him, man.
Have you ever been to his show?
Uh-uh.
I don't know, what does he do? I guess he sings. He doesn't do magic, right?
I don't know what you're doing. You've had that many surgeries on that face. How much can that face move? I don't know. That's getting it done, man. No, I got you. Hey, so NFL free agency negotiation starts on Monday. So, man, we are going to have an idea. Our writers and all the insiders will be working this Saturday and Sunday to try to get a hold of that list and talking to agents to find out, hey, where's your guys going to sign? And, hey, listen, man, you know the positions and what it's going to cost. The free agency is a little more expensive. But, you should have, even though March 10th is negotiations can start, and that's Monday, and the official signings are March 12th. But by March 12th, my God, the families will be moving down here by then. So, it's going to be going to be fun to watch this weekend to see of the list out there and for other teams, you're just watching the NFL and Aaron Rodgers going here and Aaron Rodgers going there. And I see Devontae Adams got released. Still a good player, by the way. Still a really, really good player. And that's Aaron Rodgers' guy. 32 years old, but big, big number, and the Jets said no. By the way, the Jets are getting rid of everything that he brought in on his own. Everything that had Green Bay Packer that Aaron Rodgers, I've never seen a guy come to a team, and when he got there, they were so desperate, the Jets, for a quarterback. They gave Aaron Rodgers, he could brought up a 40-year-old receiver and goes, that's my guy. He can help us in the slot. All right, we'll get him. Oh, yeah, my other receiver, he's a deep threat. Get him. Great. I know we're not playing great, but Devontae Adams can still help us get a playoff. Okay, we'll do it. So just desperate, keep Aaron Rodgers happy. And Aaron Rodgers come back and still wants to play. So that's going to be a big part of free agency to see the somebody. I know the names. You've heard the Giants and the Raiders and afraid they're not going to get the right quarterback and or they don't like, maybe they don't like the draft, you know, this draft class of quarterbacks. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Russell Wilson. You got Justin Fields. You got Sam Darnold. And a bunch of other guys, actually. Daniel Jones. You got a bunch of guys that have been starters in the league. And the Dolphins have got to try to figure out a guy that they can afford that will come here and play. It'll be a veteran. I don't know which one it will be, but I have trouble believing they're going to have a drafted guy and have him be the backup after what we went through last year. I'm guessing they will not do that. So, yeah, this free agency thing going forward. The franchise tag, by the way, was just not much there. Two guys ended up getting the tag, only two. Javon Holland obviously did not. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. Some people still think Javon's going to come back. I don't think so. It didn't exactly, with his comments, finish where you look like, yeah, let's go. And I know business is business, and feelings are hurt, and maybe, you know, he could come back and because he likes the coordinator or something, but Javon's going to get paid. No matter what, somebody's going to pay Javon Holland. And I'm not saying he's the most productive guy. He wasn't. Never good when your best year was your first year in the league. And Javon's first year was really good. He can do a lot of different things. I don't know if he's 100%. I don't know if it's the defenses he's running that he felt maybe he didn't have a chance to make enough plays. Who knows? But it's hard. In fairness to the front office, it's hard to give Javon Holland $17, $18, $19 million a year when you have a lot of needs on this team, including Javon's position, safety. Matter of fact, make that two safeties going forward. And then the other one that's out there that they got to figure out is Bradley Chubb. There's a lot of different parts to this Bradley Chubb, starting with a big number. Salary cap hit number is huge, almost $30 million. Salary is huge, almost $20 million. You don't mind that if you know Bradley Chubb coming off a full year off, reconstructive knee surgery, tore everything, which we didn't realize till late in the year. They decided not to play him the last couple of games. Does he restructure? Does he take a pay cut? Do they leave him alone and let him have his full salary and say, that's it, let's do it, which would probably fall under restructure? Or do they release him because they can't get something worked out? And then, if that's the case, pass rusher becomes even more important in free agency or in the draft. So, That goes back to my whole thing with Tyreek Hill, too. And it's frustrating, and the stories get old. They do. Every offseason, I said it. I've been saying that. It gets old. But he's still a really good player. And if they get rid of him, they have a huge hole that you most likely can't get in the draft right off the bat that'll play as well as he does or anybody in the open market. So you stick with them for that reason. And you hope you get a guy that's on time, a guy that's playing by the rules a little bit more. You hope all that stuff and you go from there. Get him the ball and see what happens. Because you need him. You need him, even with all the distractions, and he's got him. He's a walking distraction. But that's a tough one. Hey, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up here with
someone liked your joke, by the way. The guy said he spit his drink out. That guy refuses to see a wrinkle.
That guy, he's not doing that.
He's 83,
that,
by the way.
He's 83?
And his face is like as smooth as a baby's
ass. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
That surgeon who's doing all that stuff out in Vegas for all those people, he must be just, oh, no, full today. Can't get you for a month in here. A lot of celebs coming in here.
There's a lot of those acts, though, man, that have been there for a long-ass time. But he's got to be the top of the mountain, right?
You know, Woody, I thought about a couple of those surgeries, man, but...
Really?
Yeah, they just scare me, man. So I'll do your eyes for free. I go, nah, I think I'm just going to have tires around them. You scare me a little bit.
Well, I just think the ball breaking we would do alone would be enough to steer you away from that. I mean, if you come in here looking like Wayne Newton, we're going to have a little fun at your expense.
So they told me if you do that stuff with your face, you got to redo your hair. Like I start combing my hair forward like young guys.
What do? They stretch your skin back?
I don't know. I've never done it.
It looks like his skin is just being held like, you know, really firm with like a clip or something.
Sometimes for men and women, it looks great. You go, man. I mean, you can't say anything to anybody, whether they get a surgery or not, unless they say something.
Is this like the pregnant thing with a woman? You can't be like, wow, your face looks great.
No, you can't say that to a woman. Okay. Now, if a woman goes, hey, I got it done. What do you think? Do you like it? And you go, yeah, it looks great. But unless they say something, you can't go, hey, holy smokes, you look a lot different. Great surgery. You can't do that. Because a lot of people get that done and think nobody's going to notice.
Yeah.
I work with a girl. Forget it. I'm not going to.
Okay. But if you do it, though, man.
When Telemundo and NBC were together, and one day she took a couple weeks off, and next thing I know, she came back, and she had herself a bootay. All right, hey, we got to go to break here, man. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Do want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. No, this is just sports medicine, man. This is sports medicine. This is a good news, bad news. The bad news is you get injured when you're competitive. Doesn't matter who you are. Team sports, individual sports. If you're going for it every day and you play hard, you know the bad part is, no matter what, at some point, everybody out there, nobody's ever said, you know, man, I was competitive for 40 years and never got... No, everybody gets hurt. And then you need Baptist Health South Florida. That's the good news. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Boy, when you start talking about where do the pros go, which I get, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, the doctors that they're with their athletes every day, and when they have a problem, they go to their specialist, and they got some of the best in the business for every part of the body. Top knee doctors, top shoulder, top foot and ankle, three of them, hand specialist, I just met her, fantastic, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I mean, these doctors are good, and they're not just working on high school, college, and professional athletes. They're working on all of us with three convenient locations to go to, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, had a few surgeries done there, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, Broward County. It is so easy to get to. Dr. Swartzen and the gang will take good care of you up there. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, getting you healthy as quickly as possible.